Get to know your customers.
I think that's very important for all of us.
This is customer Rick calling.
Hi, customer Rick. Thank you for patronizing our radio station.
Yeah, thank you for shopping with us today.
No problem.
All right. How much money do you make a year?
Hi, this is Monique. I'm ready to be grilled.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes. A long time ago.
And was it?
Yes. Follow-up questions, please.
What band are you most embarrassed about liking?
Nickelback.
Nickelback.
What the Okay, have you ever been arrested?
Oh, of course.
Let's see. Who's the dumbest member of your family?
Oh, probably me.
Steve.
Customer Steve.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I've been listening to KLOS since I was a teenager.
Good man.
Back when it was good.
I love a car chase.
What?
I love it.
You need to have that alert. Didn't they used to have a beeper that would tell you when there was a car chase in L.A.?
Yep. There's a Twitter version of that.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. I also have friends who text me all the time.
I do. I see that a lot.
I did not see this one. My former partner thought that I liked it when people get hurt.
Right.
I don't. I like the uncertainty of what happens. Like,
right.
In this particular case, it happened in Georgia, and a Lamborghini was doing 100 miles plus.
Wow.
100 miles an hour plus.
Okay, right.
And lost control of the car and hit the back of an 18-wheeler.
Oh, that is usually decapitation time.
And wedged, the car is completely under
the
18-wheeler.
What a waste of a Lamborghini.
And the guy got out with minor injuries.
So what, did he drop down just before, like,
because there's the safety part of the
Lamborghini.
Uh-huh. It sort of held up, so
really?
The front was smashed.
Right.
But the front seat, the passenger seat, the driver's seat, still was intact. And he was able to get out of the car.
Can you imagine being underneath a truck and you look up and you no longer have a roof, but there is the bottom side of a truck?
No!
That you just slammed into at 100 miles an hour?
His name is Spencer Hyde. He was 36. He was on the I-75 in Georgia when he lost control. He hit an 18-wheeler in the right lane. His car was trapped underneath the rear of the trailer, and they had to shut down traffic for hours.
Thanks a lot, buddy!
And he only had minor injuries.
Wow.
Running,
he should be decapitated. He shouldn't have a head anymore.
Right, but I don't need that guy to die to be interested.
Right. No, sure.
That's fascinating.
But he should be decapitated.
That could happen.
Yeah, no, that's insane.
And you could walk away from that.
Right. Well, into jail anyway.
Sure. You don't walk very far, but. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Kevin, do you know what time it is? It is time for...
I need a dollar.
Need to win a dollar.
That's what I need. Hey, hey.
Damn straight, you're going to win yourself a buck.
All right.
And that's going to be kind of sad.
Is it
going to
be an American dollar?
One American buck.
Okay.
And it's going to be kind of sad because the vast majority of the people we're talking about have a few more bucks.
Oh.
The richest men on earth. And I'll go ahead and say men.
Richest men on earth.
This is kind of interesting because the difference between the one who's at number 10 mm-hmm. and the one who's at number 1 is, are you ready for this? $100
billion. $100 billion with a B?
Yeah.
Wow.
They go from, it's insane. It's like an
That's
extra.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's insane. So, all right. So we're going to start. Oh, by the way, one American dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar there, maybe you'll become a millionaire, and you can be on your way to becoming a billionaire like these 10 gentlemen.
I'm going to guess Amazon's Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos is number 3. He's worth $146 billion, all thanks to Amazon.
And he's only number 3?
And he's only number 3.
Wow. Elon sucks.
That is a fact. He's way up there at number 1.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, $195 billion. So minus 100, and
wow.
You have the one that's number 10 now, and that's what he's estimated at. Of course, I don't know what Twitter has done to that bank account. Ahead.
Yeah, no kidding. Who's the old dude?
10 richest humans
the old
on
dude
Earth.
That's been on that list forever, that's like Hathaway, I don't remember his name.
These guys could buy and sell you. And laugh all the way to the
Bill
bank.
Gates!
Bill Gates! You have one more you need to get. He's at number 4. He also is from the USA. USA. And that's all thanks to Microsoft. $126 billion.
Do you know what I'm talking about with the Berkshire?
I'm just going to stare at you. Is this helpful?
Come on.
Allow me to just stare at you.
Zuckerberg. Jeff Zuckerberg.
Jeff who?
Zuckerberg?
Who?
Jeff Zuckerberg.
What's the first name?
Jeff?
Hmm.
It's not?
No. God, I really want to kind of...
The guy that owns Facebook.
I'm going to give that to you even though, really,
what's his name?
You don't deserve it. Mark is pissed at you all the time you've spent on Meta.
Wow.
And you didn't remember. He's way down at number 10, dude.
Lame.
Mere 99.2 billion. Compared to Elon, way up at number one, owning Twitter at 195 billion.
That's depending sick. On how Twitter's doing today.
All right, here's the insane thing.
All right.
Out of these 10,
mm-hmm.
only one of them is not from the USA.
Is that right?
US, which is interesting, isn't it? These guys must be paying a lot of taxes.
Sure, I'm sure they do.
Mark is at number five. Sergey Brin. I don't know who that is. By the way, Mark is the youngest one. He's 39. Okay. He's the youngest one on the list.
You mean Jeff?
Larry Page. These guys are both from Alphabet.
Don't know Larry Page.
Yeah.
Oh, Alphabet is the company that owns TikTok, I think.
I'm guessing Trixie would know for sure.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting because they're like $106 and $112 billion and both from Alphabet. So very interesting. Warren Buffett, is that who you're
That's
trying to think of?
That's what I was trying to say!
92 years old. He has his hand in everything.
He's been on that list forever.
He really has. Then at number five, Steve Ballmer.
Sure.
He owns the Clippers.
Yes.
He has $115 billion, they say.
In Microsoft, I think.
And then speaking of, Larry Ellison actually was Oracle, $118 billion. Then Bill Gates, Microsoft, $126 billion. Jeff, you got Bezos at $146. Some guy named Bernard Arnault from France. He's 74.
Huh.
And he's number two. He's number two. You're number two, man. That's at $187 billion. And Elon sucks.
Wow.
is number one at 51 years of age from the USA. USA. So you won yourself a dollar, dude.
$1.
These guys are going to be jealous.
I'm on my way. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking last hour about the woman who was knocking on her coffin
get
out.
They said she was dead. They went ahead and threw in her coffin, having a wake, and all of a sudden...
Hello, still alive. I'm not dead yet.
You'll be stone dead in a moment.
I can still bite you. So they took her to the hospital, and she's still in critical condition, of course.
Right.
But she wasn't dead. And that is a fear of a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Yes. So much so that he wants to be cremated.
Well, to be sure, not dead.
To be sure that he's not dead and pounding on a coffin. That's his fear.
So he'd rather wake up in the furnace?
Well, listen, I'm guessing he doesn't think he'll wake up in the furnace.
I had sixth grade, we had a creative writing class, and this one girl wrote this story about she was not dead, but they were trying to bury her.
Oh,
and
my
she
God,
was like
yes.
trying to get everyone's attention. And it was really intense. It was in sixth grade. And everyone else was really nervous, and they started laughing, and they wouldn't really listen to the story. But I was enthralled. I was like, wow, this is the first time I heard of that concept.
Really?
Yeah, I hadn't really heard about it.
And you dug it?
I thought it was fascinating. I'm like, wow, what's wrong with your brain? I love it.
This is a great story.
You rule.
Here are the top 40 fears among children, and then we're going to take your calls on childhood fears that you still have with you. Mine,
nice.
Of course, spiders and toilets.
Yeah, spiders and toilets.
I don't like it. I think it's the dark nature of the unseen.
Sure.
What you can't see, you're scared of.
Which right.
The dark is one of the biggest fears
sure,
among children.
Yeah,
children.
Yeah, yeah.
Spiders, yeah. Monsters under the bedroom,
right.
Thunder and lightning, wasps, being alone.
I hate wasps.
Loud noises. Sure.
Loud noises.
People wearing masks. I know a lot of people that hate
that.
Yeah,
especially kids. That really freaks them out sometimes.
And adults.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clowns people hate.
Oh, clowns. I just want to punch them as all.
They
I don't really
go crazy.
Eat them.
Strangers, dentists, clowns is on the list. Ghosts, needles. I'm still afraid of needles. I have been my whole life.
Yeah, dentists is something. Yeah. My parents had all of their teeth taken out way too young. They're like in their 40s.
What?
Both of them. Yeah. It was like,
why?
I don't know. Dentures were a thing. False teeth was a thing. And this dentist talked them into it. So they were like,
they pulled out their healthy teeth.
Yes.
What?
Isn't that insane? So they had dentures from 40 on. And then, of course, that made me
That's
crazy.
Insanity.
Exactly. So I don't care for dentists.
Their teeth
the
are healthy.
Man
and they
sucks.
Said, you know what?
Yeah.
Take them out.
That's what we're doing these days here in the 1950s.
That's what the problem
we'll
is that these childhood fears can come true.
Yeah.
If
right.
you're afraid of dentists,
right.
then you listen to Sluggo's story and you go, oh, my God.
No wonder.
And that's why I'm afraid of it. So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
What are some of the others?
What are some sharks, bears, cats?
Cats.
Santa Claus is one of them.
Oh, you'll I love it. Be terrified of Santa. That rules. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Cars and other vehicles. Hmm. Butterflies. Some kids are afraid of
butterflies.
And the tooth fairy.
That is a weird concept.
That is a weird concept.
I'm going to sneak in here and steal your teeth, and I'll leave you a quarter. You better be happy with that quarter.
I'm going to be in the room with you just for a minute.
Taking your teeth. I hope I don't take the wrong ones.
818-955-KLOS. Childhood fears that you still have. Talking about childhood fears that you probably still have today. You have one?
I am scared of being abducted or any of my family being abducted.
Hmm. Does this come from something in your history?
No. With the whole trafficking, human trafficking thing going on, every time I go in the supermarket, I leave my family. I'm scared to not find them in the next aisle.
Wow.
So, wow. In the next aisle?
That's a heavy thing to deal with on a regular basis, yeah.
Oh, I mean, hey, have you ever been to San Bernardino?
That's a fair question.
That'll do it.
Enough said.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Sorry to hear it. Damn.
Ever been to San Bernardino? KLOS.
Hello. Give me a load of fears then.
Hey, how's up?
How's up? We're talking about childhood fears.
I mean, I'm not the only one who's terrified of spiders, but I used to live in the heart of Tennessee, and my room was down in a used-to-be basement.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it was underground.
Yeah.
And I used to wake up every day with wolf spiders on top of my blanket.
Oh,
every
man.
Day? Are you kidding?
Almost every day.
Wow.
Wow. That's almost child abuse, throwing your kid down in a basement, basically.
No wonder you're scared of spiders. Did you ever get bit?
They look like tiny little tarantulas. No, they're like apparently harmless to humans, but they look like tiny little tarantulas.
Yeah, tell that to a little kid, yeah, staring at a tarantula. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's fine. It doesn't hurt people.
Well, that's a perfect example, and no wonder. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Childhood fears that you still have. Talking about your childhood fears, what was yours?
Monsters under the bed. I still have a lamp under my bed.
Do you really?
I have a lamp.
I put it on every night.
Wow.
Is that right? It doesn't keep you up? The light doesn't bother you now?
No, because I have the bedspread covers the light.
Ah, I gotcha.
I want it underneath so the monster can't get there.
And do you check every single night before you get in bed?
I sure do. And the closet.
Did your parents ever try and get you past it, or did they do something to make it even worse?
No, my brothers used to hide. I have five brothers.
And there you go.
Hide under the bed.
Man, oh, man.
They would grab my legs.
Oh, man. Wow.
Put on hairy gloves.
Oh, man.
Your brothers are your brothers rule.
Yeah, they're amazing.
No, yeah. Gah. There's always something.
I love my brothers. You know what?
Sure. Wow, brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking about having children, don't have brothers.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for calling. That's terrible. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi there. Talking about childhood fears that you still have.
Yes, I still have a fear of heights, and it was caused by major accident when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
What happened when you were five?
I was sick. I was a sick child, so... At the age of five, I'm recovering in this mountainous region in Europe, old Yugoslavia. That's where I came from. So anyway, I'm in this hospital recovering, and very excited to my parents' visitation. So I'm waving to them, and they're approaching. I'm on the third story, and I'm at the window and just waving and waving. And the child ran behind me, just lifted my legs and said, fly, fly.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yes. So I flew straight head down, and there was a concrete pathway that my parents were walking on. I missed it by inches. So I hit head first this padded ground. You know, when people sometimes walk off the concrete.
Yes.
Side. So that's where I hit straight on. I had the internal bleeding. And I've never been same since. That's why I'm listening to KLOS.
I mean, that does take a certain amount of brain damage.
Yeah, and it definitely makes sense with fear of heights. I mean, that definitely...
Totally. I don't have a problem flying in airplanes because I'm inside a tube, so I can't fall out.
Right, that makes sense.
Any balcony, roller coasters, and I'm a single father of two kids, so... few years in Disneyland California Adventure there, they took me to this roller coaster ride, and they're like, Dad, you know, you want to go for it? And it goes from zero to a zillion miles an hour.
Right.
I pretended because I want to be like a role model for them, but I almost lost my life. And they like, do you like it? I said, yes. Oh, let's do it again. Said, no, no way.
Again. Well, you don't want to try and win the Disney tickets then when we give them away in a little while. That's for damn sure. Childhood fears, 818-955-KLOS.
Give us a call. Tell us yours. Give it five.
In a row with Kevin and Sluggo. You know, when you'd say, what is a song title that shares its name with a TV show? You'd think there's not a lot. Then you'd be right. But there's at least five. If you can think of any, 818-955-KLOS. Clearly starting off with Twilight Zone, which is named after, well, you know. Did you know there was a TV show in 2018 called American Woman? It didn't last long, but it fits what we're doing on Gimme Five. Five songs that share their title with a TV show. TV shows that have the same name as a rock song in Gimme Five today. Now, we're not exactly looking for songs that were theme songs, but shared the name with the show, and this one kind of did. Wow! When was the last time you heard that one? TV shows that also happen to be a song on Gimme Five today. Who do I love more than Stu? Very few humans on the planet. Stu, you rule the known universe, sir, but I don't like it when you come in with this kind of...
I don't know why.
When Stu walks in, it's either to like scream and yell and be some,
and be,
you know,
goofy, or someone's
bananas.
Died.
Yes,
and someone's died. So
I know. Dude. I just no way to talk about. Yeah.
So yesterday it was Sinead,
yeah,
O'Connor, and today we just got news about an hour ago that Randy Meisner of the Eagles and Poco and Linda Ronstadt, and he's a giant,
very, like, very busy,
know,
man,
has passed away. He was sick for a really long time, with the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease,
right.
You can call it emphysema or chronic bronchitis.
Right. 77, is
77
right?
Years old. He hadn't been around in a while. I mean, he was effectively retired, and I don't think he played out publicly since like 2008.
Right.
But like, you know, I mean, if he didn't do anything else, this time in the Eagles.
Right.
In Eagles.
Forming, you know, original member. Yeah.
I mean, he started that band with those guys.
And so California. Couldn't be more California.
Right? Yeah. I mean, he was an L.A. guy. He was born in Nebraska, but he did all his, you know, big stuff out here, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, his... I really love... Have you seen the Eagles documentary?
No, uh-uh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, So one of the things that was kind of the breaking point for him after they released Hotel California is Glenn Frey was really wanted him to sing Take It to the Limit live and hit that super duper high note at the end every night.
Right.
And it got to the point where he was like, dude, I can't do it every night.
Someone's going to have to come kick me in the nuts at some point to get up to that.
So it seemed
like... I get the Bee Gees out here.
Yeah. Right? And so it seemed like there was some acrimony in his departure over that. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Heads get hot and then they cool off. And those guys stayed friends forever.
How do you do that, though? Yes, exactly. And how do you do that is, you know, go out and do all the insanity, you know, of a road, you know, tour and stay friends and stay cool. And there's almost so much chaos.
It's pretty tough. It's tough to find guys that are able to. Yeah.
When Hell Freezes Over was such a great, great album. And it was just such a nice, like, getting everybody back together and hearing it all out.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect name for it and everything, because they'd always said, well, when Hell Freezes Over.
Right.
Well,
unfortunately,
right, exactly.
He wasn't in that.
No, exactly. Yeah.
But the guy that replaced him was Tim Schmidt, and Tim Schmidt is the guy who replaced Randy Meisner when he left Poco.
Right.
So
he's kind of following around, replacing him. Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys just, you know, the J.D. Southers and the Bernie Leddins, all those guys kind of ran in that circle with Linda Ronstadt and those players. And
very
stuff.
Specific sound
a
of that.
Very
too,
productive and prolific group of people who made amazing, amazing music. And
turning
I still
music
listen
into gold.
To it today. Yeah. Dude, this very morning, unaware that he had passed away, I think he passed away last night, I told, you know, that stupid hockey puck thing in my kitchen to play. I go, you know what? Play, what song did I ask her to play? Off of Hotel California. I said, New Kid in Town, and then and then after that, she threw on like one of these.
She just
nights.
Went down an Eagles.
She went down an Eagles rabbit hole for me, and I was like, "All right, cool, that's enough."
Maybe
you know,
she
just
knew
a
ahead of time.
I have
she,
no
she
idea.
She got the information earlier.
I have no idea. Yeah, but yeah. We must pay tribute
Absolutely.
To the great Randy Meisner and all the wonderful music that he made with the Eagles. So, do you have something good?
Yeah, we're
gonna. Yeah.
So we'll throw in a couple. Absolutely, 100%.
Awesome. Thank you. 95.5 KLOS.
Do the proper studio version.
Okay.
You need two damn universe versions of every single song in here.
Yeah.
We have 4,000 versions of
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
No, no. Here we go. Proper version. I, in my life, have played that song a couple of times on the radio, and I'm always happy to play that one in particular, man. There's a certain sound that I think is a core to a radio station, and that one.
That's one of them.
Always happy to
Are you able to hit that note when you're singing along?
Oh, easy. Especially in the shower.
I'm sure your neighbors appreciate that, man.
Right.
Well, we're talking, if you are just tuning in, we are playing a lot of Eagles and talking about the late, great Randy Meisner.
77.
Of the band, 77. Yeah. He passed away last night. He had long-term bronchitis, emphysema.
He was battling it for quite a while.
Yeah, COPD. But, man, everybody in that band was such a lights-out talent.
Yeah.
You focus on the bass playing in any song if he's not singing it. And you're just like, wow, you know, the pocket is just so tight.
Yeah.
So great. So there. And there was just no way that the Eagles were going to miss with the amount of talent, the songwriting, the singing, the playing. It's just,
it's just what they, you know, everybody else was aiming for. When everything, this is just coming out, and the new album come out, people start, you hear the sound moving that way, trying to emulate it and never succeed.
The
never come close.
Of the best, you know. Yeah,
100%.
Good grief, man.
Randy had a huge part, a huge hand in that.
Yeah.
Stu, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks. Yeah,
Dr. I like it when
Death
you come
here.
In and we have some fun, so down the line.
At least we get to play some good music.
Yeah,
but
every
time somebody passed away, dude, it's me. I don't know.
I know, it's
I don't
weird.
Know why. I don't know. I don't like it.
Your doctor dead.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This comes out of Pennsylvania. A 24-year-old man said another man aimed a cell phone camera at him while the two men were using the bathroom next to each other.
Dude, not cool, man.
So they're both using a urinal.
Uh-huh.
And one guy pulls out his phone.
He's going to start filming the event.
First he takes a picture, and then he starts taking video.
Come on, man.
I don't know exactly.
I don't know. What universe is that okay
in? I don't know.
Who would do such a thing?
Striker.
Even similar.
State police said the incident happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
You would think this would be a 3 a.m. thing.
Right. On a Friday night.
Right.
With a bunch of people coming in.
Happened
and filming.
Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
It's suspected the 25-year-old suspect took a photograph and recorded a video. No arrests have been announced yet.
I don't want to see the video, but is it out there?
Either.
Has it been?
I don't think
published?
So.
Is there, we have audio?
I don't. Oh, we have audio of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should
it's
we
a report.
Take
yeah.
A-
mm-hmm.
95.5.
Was that it?
That wasn't it.
That
no,
wasn't
you
it?
Pulled up the wrong
That's
file.
That's weird. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Police are now working to identify a suspect who allegedly took a photograph and recorded video of a man as the victim used the men's bathroom.
Victim.
Well, she can use the word victim. Why can't other people?
Listen.
Bathroom inside of a local
victim.
Sheets.
Once you
that
ha-
a Sheets?
Once you
what is going on?
A Sheets is a restaurant or a fast food place or
okay,
something. It's the name
terrible.
Of the business. Yes, agreed.
That happened Wednesday afternoon. State police said the 24-year-old victim and the 25-year-old suspect were using the bathroom right next to each other when this happened. The victim said he saw the suspect aim a cell phone camera at him. So far, no arrest.
I bet he had to use the wide-angle lens. That's what I'd be. So, you know, as I recall, though,
how dare you?
And you brought up poor Stryker doing this, but as I recall,
Stryker videoed me when it was after Coachella one night. We'd gone to a, if I remember correctly, it's hard to remember because we had a drink or 10.
after Coachella, I can imagine.
I think we went to a tiger party, a party where there was a tiger at.
Wow. Wow. I think. That's like from the 40s, man.
I don't remember.
That's old school Hollywood.
And it was at the IHOP in La Quinta.
That's terrible, first of all. Right. Shame on him. But agreed. As I recall, someone used to sit in public bathroom stalls with a tape recorder and ask people who came in to sit down and random weird questions.
Yeah, I did bathroom interviews.
And then put it on the radio.
I couldn't be happier that got outlawed.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard anybody do on the radio, dude. So you used to sit down in a bathroom stall with a list of questions and a tape recorder and wait for people to come in and start using the bathroom.
Yes.
So they're trapped for a little while.
And then I would make it as uncomfortable as possible. There's two times that I was horrified. Once I said, low five.
Did you get one?
Yes.
Oh, no. Really?
That's one.
Wow.
And the other one just made me feel like an awful person, which I was, because I was able to talk my way. I said, there was an old man that was sitting next to me, and I was like, I don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. And he goes, hey, come to our place.
Aww.
An old dude invited me to come to his place for Thanksgiving.
While he was pooping.
I'm an asshole.
How'd you get out of it?
I just said, no, thank you anyway. I appreciate it, but I need to.
Well, that's good to know that there are people out there that can be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
That's the best thing
ever. It was great.
We need to bring that back.
Nope.
Illegal or not.
Nope.
Now. I don't care.
Nope.
Bringing that bit back.
Nope.
Head down to the bathroom downstairs.
So
as I understand it, you just got a tweet from Stryker who says he's willing to help out do more of those bathroom interviews.
No, he didn't say that. He said thanks for the shout out.
No, I believe he said he'd meet you downstairs.
I would love that, but it's illegal.
Illegal, schmilegal. Yeah. Who cares?
We have $1,800 to give away.
Jimmy Kimmel used to be your security guard on those
recording
sessions.
Why would you not stop
talking about this? Because that was my favorite bit ever. It was hilarious.
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel was my security.
That's awesome. A friend of mine said, oh, well, I guess he's come up a little in the world since those days.
A smidge, yes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It is Friday Eve, yes.
It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. And people are dumb. A bank robber got caught because after he walked out of the bank, he saw a TV station camera. And walked over to do an interview.
Hi, I would love to show everybody's my face, including all the people whom I just robbed at the bank.
Doesn't seem smart.
Dumb.
Also, what we learned today, I know it's hot, but we found out that you don't steal ice cream and you don't bite other people.
It's good to know. I didn't know either one of those things,
actually. We learned both of those things
today. That's very good. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar, Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Your chance to win Disney tickets coming a little bit later. Don't call now, but you will need the keyword.
Which is, hold on a second. I got it right here somewhere. Pixar. The word this hour is Pixar. Dial on your princess phone. Carefully, 818-955-KLOS. Make yourself caller 25 if you want to join us at Disney's California Adventure Park on August 24th when we close down the park and take it over. Be caller 25. Know the keyword and you're in. So while you were busy listening to that new one from the Foo Fighters called Rescued, who is this?
This is Mark.
Mark here was busy making himself caller number 25. Well done, Mark.
Cool.
Now one last hurdle, Mark. What is this hour's keyword?
Pixar.
Yeah! Winner, winner, chicken buffet. Marcus, caller 25, you're going. Congratulations. And we'll give you another chance to go to the second annual KLOS Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park and give you a new keyword very soon. Winnie the Pooh. That's your keyword this hour. Chance to win between 5, now and 5, and get in and hang out with us after we close down California Adventure. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh? What is that, your new nickname?
That's correct.
Winnie the Pooh is your keyword.
That is the keyword for this hour. If you'd like to join us, don't call now. We'll tell you when to call. But for our second annual KLOS takeover of Disney California Adventure Park.
Sometime between now and 5, we'll tell you to call. And you give us Winnie the Pooh as a keyword and be caller 25. You go.
We have your tickets to join us for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion coming very soon. Don't call now. We will tell you when to call.
And youthful Kevin, tell them what the keyword is this hour.
Winnie the Pooh. That is the keyword for this hour. If you'd like to join us,
we will be looking for caller 25 very soon. KLOS songs, rock songs that share their title with a TV show. You can think of any KLOS song that has the same title as a TV show. That's what we're doing on Gimme 5 today. So that's coming up in just a little while. Oh, and Kevin, please to tell them what the keyword is this hour.
Winnie the Pooh.
So keep that under your hat and be ready to call us. Be caller 25 when we tell you to very soon, and you will win. When should you call to get yourself into the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion Disney California Adventure Park? Right this second. You should be caller 25 and know what that keyword is. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi! Oh, my gosh! Yay! Oh, my goodness. This is Trisha.
Wow. Is all of that on your birth certificate?
Yes.
Trisha, you're caller 25!
Thank you. I've been trying so hard.
Well, now you just got to tell me what the keyword is, but I'm going to ask you to do something special. Sing it.
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let me see. How
you do 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 do
do
do do do do. That is the keyword you're listening for. Are going to throw back at us, I guess I should say. Piglet! Now, be caller 25 now if you know what the keyword is. I'm on the phone with Tony. Tony, what did you just say?
Piglet.
What'd you say?
Piglet.
How dare you? What?
Piglet.
You call me Piglet?
Yes, sir.
Well, good, Tony, because that's the word, and you are caller 25, which means you get to go to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
No way, Sluggo.
Way, man, way.
Man, you're going to make my wife and kids so happy.
All right, a couple of things you should know. First and most important, Chris at Peter Pepper Products listens to KLOS while at work, and we love him for that. Might even send you some free stuff. Chris, be on the lookout for that. Chris checking in from Peter Pepper Products. Thank you for doing that. It took a while to get all the way up there, but Wings started a 7-week run at number one on the UK albums charts on this day in rock in 1974 with Band on the Run. Does this code mean anything to you? A-17-597-321. It's not the numbers from Lost, clearly. It's John Lennon's green card number, and he received it on this day in rock in 1976. They ended up reissuing it on Elektra Records, but Metallica released Ride the Lightning, their second album, on Megaforce label on this day in rock in 1984.